test, wonderful. Okay. Yes, I'm going to read one by Jane. Because Jane isn't here this Mardi Gras, and she's sorely missed because she's always down here and she's always got wonderful stuff for us. And one of the wonderful Gunja berries. And was it last year that Jane got busted? It was just before Mardi Gras time. She... Anyway, so I am going to be Jane. You have to sort of... Let's look at it. Who hasn't smoked any dope yet?
Right.
Hands up. Dear. It's going to be hard for you guys. For the rest of you, this will be a bit easier. Okay. I have long red hair. Long red. Is it all? Long. I know I'm beautiful.
Are you doing therapy on that?
You can see it, can't you? I can tell. It's beautiful. And I'm all in green with my long red hair. Is that better? Yeah, it's Janie. Okay. Jane Treasure. While starring in my own chopper drug bust situation, Phoenix Rising rushed me with adrenaline inspiration. I'm in a play. Within a play. Characters, dialogue, props, a theme, community cooperation, and a job creation scheme. Six characters acquired. Lead woman, small. 53-ish, red-haired, firefighting restraint. Between Herculine said when... Where's dress back to front? Well, is this dress in a panic? Barefooted gumboots later into the paddock. Next, two basic police items. Senior Constable Blue and Senior Constable White. Blue has all the lines but one, questioning, statement writing and plant removal in the sun. White has a gun. The menacing bit, one dumb line only, we should probably write him out of it. So wears zoot suit overalls. Blue wears a grey suede hat. No police ID, obvious. White says, rescue, on the back. Second woman, obvious friend of the lead, full of righteous indignation, snapping at speed. She's the official cannabis raver, read the cannabis scene, knows everyone's rights, and is part of the job creation scheme. Wears comfy Nimbus shopping clothes and neat sandals covering her toes. Her appearance alters the plan, moves around. I'll clarify that when I get further down. Third male friend of the woman, quite polite, reliable, follows instructions that they give him. He's practical, calming, finds lost cigarette papers. He's the nice guy in the cannabis capers. Wears bright Asian clothes, short, neat hair. He plays the part as a male au pair. Third woman, surprise visitor, neighbour poet Robin Scott appears late in the play and nearly changes the plot. She's got no idea what's going on. Laughing, cracking jokes, loose cannon Robin. More stress for mine host. She wears tight denim shorts, a little leopard skin top, has a shave, tattooed head and appears friendly to the cop. So, look, here's the tale. I arrive home from shopping. It's stinking hot and I'm flopping. The operation scalp choppers a safe distance away, visible while it's been searching for days. Look, I dropped the dress because it's hot, right? And I'm looking through the binoculars to check out for the cops, casually naked for a little look-see. And suddenly, the pole end chopper's hurtling straight towards me. The choppers pound for 5 minutes. 10 meters from my ear. Production-wise, we could have some technical problems here. Well, we'll be able to the human rights and the DEA for their idea of intimidation, violation, of trauma, harassment, and fear. Anyway, look, to create chopper volume needed here, we'll get every thief in the world and all the Led Zeppelin gear that amplifies chopper sound about a trillion decibels all around. Pull those decibels more than we need. Medically, this is where the ears start to bleed. Anyway, the technical problems for the hacks. Later, back to chopper and my full-blown panic attack. I can't breathe. My chest heaves, arms and legs go slack. The chopper pounds above my head. A loony phone call. Make a friend says, they're going to pass me. I need help. I can't get out of this hole. I just jump out by myself. I'm in a mess. My dress goes on back to front and the police waiting to pounce. The valet, rev up the truck. My friends on full alert are here in five. The police guided by the chopper follow them up the drive. Senior Constable Blue greets me at the bottom of the stairs.
You've got cannabis growing weeds.
bonsai one in the Midge Garden right there.
Now, where's the rest of it?
Oh, I point. Over there. I've made the cooperative decision, the result of the chopper pounding me into submission. Entrance, stage right, my friend, the cannabis raver. Hey, what's going on here? Do us all a favour. Don't take anything, change. Access note, repeat this line again, and again, and again. Bust the big ones, leave this woman alone. Did a good community work, and why don't you guys let me go home? Look, for actors, wording is not precise. Just rave and rave, that'll suffice. So far, it's edgy, it's creative, it's a now kind of show. You can feel the tension beginning to grow. They're watching the redhead. They think she's going to blow. Not in the mission yet. More to go. It's part of the play. I dislike most playing the busted and the host. But it's twixt and the plot does me a favour. At the next cannabis bust, I get the verbal shock and become the cannabis rover. Anyway, I slip into my gummies, walk blue and white to the plot, all out of work, and I'm going to lose the lot. I open the wallaby and bandicoot-proof gate. Blue does the muscle stuff, watched by his mate. He struggles to pull out each one, the three of us, frying in the sun. Enter the other pair. Now, he appears with an umbrella to shade me. While my herb disappears, I hitch up the top of my dress so they can't see my boobs. White seems nervous about dirtying his shoes, and the raver goes back at it on the deck. It's a Fellini movie, and I'm in it. But what the heck, the plants are extracted. Counting is done. Blue requests we sit on the deck out of the sun. Height estimated. Record so far. What? Remember him? He's loitering around the car. When can we perform this play again? His casting or money is tight. Look, we can substitute a cardboard cutout with a mouth bubble for Constable White. But he hangs around with his gun, looking testing, and his only line is, I'll put the plants in the back and move the Esky. To the questioning. On the deck outside entrance, Robin. Surprise visitor. Up the drive, she doesn't know it's a bus. She sees uniform, she thinks lust. Her eyes fixed on Constable White, strapped into his uniform. Buns tucked up tight. She gets excited and yells, hey guys, but you're on strike. Blue says it's not a strike, it's a go slow. If I don't encourage her, look, she'll do that poem, you know. Hello, hello. He was a burly young boy in blue on the job to enforce the law. There was something about the uniform that made him impossible for me to ignore. Anyway, she said something about chainsaw money to the au pair. They both refused the money. He gets thrown in the air. I proudly admit to everything he could, trafficking and murder. The au pair offers White a cold drink of water. Robin settles, rave requires, and it's near the end. Anyway, read a statement, sign, end of the lead woman's lives. Now, the cast assembles at the bottom of the stairs. There's the busted, the cop, the poet, the raver, and the male up there, who says, oh, thank goodness we live in Australia. What a mighty country. We all shake hands and we agree. The cast and the audience sing along, and they sing, from happiness, from adversity, is born creation. Goddess bless this wacky nation. James Treasure. Yeah.